Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Morris. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, John Morris. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Hernandez applying the tag. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Shaw moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shaw scores. Otis moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields it and throws to second for the out. Otis scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Royals. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton takes first base on ball four. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keough is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0-for-1 in the game. Alcaraz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Alcaraz reaches second base with a double. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez is walked intentionally. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. McNerney reaches second base with a double. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Butler covering, for the out. McNerney moves to third. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Gill reaches second base with a double. McNerney scores. It's 3-1, Royals. John Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. Otis reaches second base with a double. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing left field. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2. Royals. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 2 in the game. Savage hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keough takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alcaraz moves to second. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alcaraz scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. John Gelner now pitching. Max Alvis now playing third base. Tommy Harper now playing center field. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNerney hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gill hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Keough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keough. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Kubiak applying the tag. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alcaraz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 3 in the game. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for John Gelner. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McNerney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Savage moves to second. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Jerry McNerney. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Savage moves to third. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Savage scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 4-3, Royals. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Roberto Peña. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 4, Royals, 4. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Gene Brabander now pitching. Phil Roof now catching. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hernandez moves to third. Schall moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Harper reaches third base with a triple. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-4 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 5-4, Brewers. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Savage hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Alcaraz takes first base on ball 4. Keough moves to second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Keough moves to third. Alcaraz moves to second. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. John O'Donohue now pitching. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keough scores. Alcaraz scores. Rodriguez moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.